Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers, does grammar get groans at your house? That's how grammar lessons taught in the traditional way are usually greeted. And we can't blame our kids for dreading grammar. It can be dry and tedious. Skipping it isn't a good option, however. Grammar is important because it comprises a significant part of college entrance exams. It also determines how our kids will be viewed by peers and potential employers. Fortunately, there's another way. Grammar can be fun. When it is, it helps make grammar lessons stick. I have six easy steps for making grammar engaging in a minute. But first, I'd like to thank my sponsor for this episode, Bookshark. Bookshark homeschool curriculum is literature-based, four-day, and faith-neutral. Amber Reed Davis, a busy homeschool mom, says, "We can't say enough good stuff about Bookshark. We're doing levels 3 and 5 this year. My kids are hooked. Through the amazing books, we've traveled to fascinating places and learned so much. And we're only on week 13. Who knew a middle schooler would ask if we could still do school on our 5th day because he wanted to find out what happens next in the books we're reading? Also, I've been amazed at how much I've learned through reading along with them. Oh, and the 4-day schedule is perfect. We use our 5th day to catch up or just for fun field trips, experiments, and messy art projects." Amber is right. Bookshark's fully planned 4-day homeschool curriculum flexes to match your busy lifestyle. The detailed instructor's guides lay everything out so clearly that you are prepared to teach in mere minutes each day. Open your guide, gather your resources, which are all included in your package, and go. Curriculum for ages 4 to 16 is available in all subject packages or by individual academic areas: reading with history, language arts, science, and math. With Bookshark's literature-rich programs, your children will read or have read to them 35 to 50 engaging books each year. Visit Bookshark to browse curriculum, download samples, or request a catalog. The first easy way to make grammar fun is to make it humorous. Students perceive they are learning more from instructors who are humorous. If you don't think you're particularly funny, don't worry. There are great ways of introducing humor into your grammar teaching that don't require stand-up skills. My favorite way is to search for grammar fails online. Of course, you'll want to review your finds before sharing them with your kids. One sign that lacks punctuation reads, "Hunters, please use caution when hunting pedestrians using walk trails." Right, those pedestrians might be armed too. The writing on cake and incorrect use of quotes posts make me laugh the hardest. I'll link them in the show notes for you. Just make sure you review the examples before sharing them with your kids. Be on the lookout for other humorous grammar examples. I just read from an instruction manual that was obviously not written by a native English speaker. It read, "Don't use the power button." A second way to make grammar fun is to make it relevant. A research study found that depressed patients who normally didn't find anything funny, enjoyed psychiatric humor. One joke I'm thinking of right now that a depressed patient might enjoy is how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? One joke a depressed person might enjoy is, how many psychologists does it... One joke a depressed patient might enjoy is, how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, but the light bulb has to want to change. Our kids will not only laugh at jokes they can relate to, but will enjoy grammar lessons that are about them. Instead of working with textbook sentences, have your students make up their own. They're likely to be funny and a lot more enjoyable to analyze or edit. Remember that children's humor is developmentally appropriate, if not appropriate for our tastes. Younger kids enjoy bathroom humor that can make us cringe. Allow your kids some leeway in choosing funny sentences, as long as they aren't truly offensive or inappropriate for your family's values. The third way to make grammar fun is to make it active. Grammar lessons don't have to be limited to pencil and paper. They can involve movement, and should, especially if you're teaching younger boys. Grammar can be more fun if kids can move around while giving their answers orally. Give your students motions to use for punctuation, for example. Have them jump up and down when you read a sentence that should end in an Have them jump up and down when you read a sentence that should end in an exclamation point. Or send them on an adjective scavenger hunt. I have a list of free grammar games, many of which include movement, that I'll share with you in the show notes. The fourth way to make grammar fun is to make it social. Grammar can be a lot more fun to learn with other students or family members. You can have your child play one of the many free grammar games I mentioned with you or a sibling. I also have a great list of traditional board games to play with others. Or you can let them entertain one another by making grammar humorous and relevant. My kids and their friends had fun with dry sentences by reading them with funny accents. The fifth way to make grammar fun is to keep the lessons short. Anything stops being fun when it goes on too long. Long lessons also make it less likely that your child will remember what's being taught. Even though grammar is important, it isn't as important as reading for pleasure. If you are dedicating some time to the formal teaching of grammar, you're probably doing enough if your child is also reading. The sixth and final way to make grammar fun is to make it suspenseful. Even though I liked English when I was in school, I didn't look forward to learning new concepts. Suspense is what makes us eagerly await the next chapter of a book or the next episode of a favorite show. We can build the fun and anticipation into our grammar teaching by having students edit a continuing story line by line, or by teaching grammar within the context of a continuing story. You can make grammar fun regardless of your curriculum, but using Grammar Galaxy is the easiest way to introduce fun to your grammar studies. Grammar Galaxy is an elementary curriculum that teaches grammar in a humorous, relevant, active, social, short, and suspenseful way. It uses the same approach for teaching literature concepts, vocabulary, spelling, writing, and even public speaking. Grammar Galaxy is most appropriate for advanced first graders, second graders, and older beginning or reluctant readers through middle school, depending on the student's experience with formal English lessons. When my friend, who has two dyslexic sons that I have been teaching literature and writing to for years, saw the cover of Grammar Galaxy, she said, "This just looks like fun." That was my goal. In the early levels, teachers read a short, humorous story about the Royal English family living in Grammar Galaxy to their students. As students progress, they can read the stories themselves. The English family has an enemy called the Gremlin, who tries to destroy the English language. In one story in Nebula, the Gremlin labels all the fiction books in the library system as nonfiction, bringing them to life. The king appoints his three children guardians of Grammar Galaxy, but there is more work than they can do alone. They recruit other students in the galaxy to complete missions to make things right and let them know if they solved the crisis. Students spend just 10 to 15 minutes, 3 days a week, completing fun, active missions in their mission manuals that require minimal handwriting. They spend the rest of their language arts time reading, being read to, or listening to audiobooks. Grammar Galaxy's most common review is, "My kids beg to do it." It was also voted a reader favorite in Practical Homeschooling magazine this spring. I am excited to announce the launch of Red Star, Volume 4 in the series. Red Star is for students who have completed Nebula, Protostar, and Yellow Star, or their equivalent. Although the books aren't marked with grades, Red Star is appropriate for fifth graders who are just starting Grammar Galaxy. Red Star Guardians will be learning about humorous literature and how to write funny stuff of their own. Check the show notes for a full list of the concepts taught in the volumes. Or if you'd like to download a free sample, go to grammargalaxybooks.com/samples. For a limited time, enjoy discounted launch pricing on your order of Red Star and Red Star bundles. Your kids really can enjoy grammar. To find all the links mentioned in this episode, go to homeschoolsanity.com/grammarfun. Thanks again to Bookshark for sponsoring this podcast. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.